Good morning, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur with the World News. The headlines. US-India Strategic Partnership Forum says Union Budget to strengthen India's competitiveness and boost investment. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei warns of regional war if attacked by United States. Israel partially reopens Rafah border between Gaza and Egypt. 9 killed, 26 injured in a road accident in Turkey's Antalya province. Annual Grammy Awards announced. Kendrick Lamar becomes most awarded rapper with 26 Grammys. And India beat Pakistan to storm into semi-finals of ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup. And now the news in detail. The US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, has welcomed the Union Budget, describing it as a progressive and comprehensive roadmap that strengthens India's competitiveness, boosts investment, and enhances ease of doing business. In a statement, USISPF said the budget's strong focus on trade facilitation, customs modernization, tariff rationalization, banking sector reforms, and strategic sectoral support aligns closely with industry priorities and reinforces India's position as an attractive global investment destination. On the tariff front, the forum said targeted customs duty rationalization would support India's manufacturing, clean energy, and high technology ambitions. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has warned the United States that any attack on his country would result in a regional war as US President Donald Trump amasses military assets in the Middle East. While addressing a large crowd, Khamenei said the US wants to swallow Iran and its vast oil and natural gas resources, adding that what happened during the recent anti-government protests was similar to a coup since a large number of government offices, banks and mosques were stormed. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump said he hoped that Iran would agree to a deal. He also warned Iran by saying that the US have the biggest and most powerful ships in the world over there.
We have the biggest, most powerful ships in the world over there, very close, a couple of days. We don't make a deal, then we'll find out whether or not he was right.
Israel has announced the partial reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt, marking the first such move since the crossing was seized by Israeli forces in May last year. According to local media reports, citing Israeli authorities, the crossing has been opened on a trial basis for the restricted movement of Gaza residents. Israeli military agency responsible for overseeing aid to Gaza said preparations are underway for broader operations, with residents expected to begin passing through the crossing from today. The Israeli army said it has completed construction of a designated screening facility that will be used to process Palestinians entering and exiting Gaza via Rafah. The crossing has remained largely closed for months amid Israel's prolonged military campaign in Gaza. Israel has said that it is terminating the humanitarian operations of Doctors Without Borders, MSF, in Gaza, following the group did not give a list of its Palestinian staff. According to an official statement, MSF had promised to hand over the staff lists by last Tuesday, but later announced it would not comply. The statement said that the assessments are being made to provide alternative medical solutions to ensure the continuity of humanitarian aid to the residents of the Gaza Strip following the organization's departure. In Turkey, 9 persons were killed and 26 others got injured after a bus crashed off a road in southern Antalya province yesterday. The provincial governor said the accident happened when the bus carrying 34 passengers to the coastal tourist hub, according to a passenger who survived the crash, said that fog and speeding were possible causes of the accident. Officials said 7 of the injured were reported to be in critical condition. The driver was among those killed. Meanwhile, rescue efforts by police emergency services still continue. This is Akashvani. You're listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to The World News. The 68th Annual Grammy Awards kicked off at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles today, celebrating the music and resilience. Rapper Kendrick Lamar has now become the most awarded rapper at the Grammys. Lamar has now won 26 Grammys. Comedian Trevor Noah hosted the 2026 Grammys for his sixth and final time, Kendrick Lamar leading with 9 nominations, while Lady Gaga followed closely with 7. The ceremony was defined by a historic win for Bad Bunny, who took home Album of the Year and a groundbreaking first-ever Grammy for a K-pop act, while the Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, also won his first Grammy for Best Audiobook, Narration and Storytelling Recording for Meditations, The Reflections of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Musician Rufus Wainwright accepted the award on his behalf during the ceremony. In Pakistan, various armed organizations, political figures and sections of the Baluch population have expressed support for the Baluch Liberation Army's BLA ongoing second phase of Operation Herof. This came as the BLA claimed its fighters are still holding positions across multiple districts in the Baluchistan province hours after launching coordinated attacks against the Pakistan security officials. People from Baluchistan are currently fighting for their independence from Pakistan. Various human rights organizations of Baluchistan have time and again highlighted the repression by Pakistani forces in the province. In Pakistan, 4 people, including a child, were killed and 28 others got injured when a bus carrying wedding guests overturned after colliding with a truck in the Mandali Moor area of Londhran district in Punjab province yesterday. The deceased included 2 men, 1 woman and a child. The official statement added that 27 of the injured sustained severe injuries and were rushed to Lodhra District Hospital, while another individual received medical assistance on the spot. Reason behind the accident is still unknown. Further details are awaited. Senior leaders of Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami's Women's Wing has defended the party's ban on women holding top leadership posts using religious arguments to justify a system where only men can lead. The remarks have drawn strong criticism, with many saying they reflect a deep-rooted patriarchal mindset and disregard for gender equality. Nurunnisa Siddiqa, secretary of Jamaat's Central Women's Division, said men are the guardians and managers of women and that as an Islamic organization, Jamaat does not allow women to become Amir chief. Quoting the Quran, she described the structure as compulsory, leaving no room for women in top leadership roles. Rights activists and political analysts say such statements openly support gender discrimination under the cover of religion. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India defeated arch-rivals Pakistan by 58 runs at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe yesterday. Chasing a target of 253 runs, Pakistan were bundled out for just 194 in 46.2 overs. For India, Ayush Mahatre and Kilan Patel each picked up 3 wickets. Earlier, Vedant Trivedi's fighting half-century and a crucial partnership between Kanishk Chauhan and Kilan Patel helped India to post 252 on board in 49.5 overs. Kanishk Chauhan was declared player of the match. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US-India Strategic Partnership Forum says Union Budget to strengthen India's competitiveness and boost investment. Iranian Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei warns of regional war if attacked by United States. Israel partially reopens Rafah border between Gaza and Egypt. 9 killed, 26 injured in a road accident in Turkey's Atlantia province. Annual Grammy Awards announced. Kendrick Lamar becomes most awarded rapper with 26 Grammys. And India beat Pakistan to storm into semi-finals of ICC Under-19 Men's Cricket World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.